Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the interesting fact that man questions God, but nature just obeys his will. Well, let's end the week with that thought.
And my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
And isn't it interesting? Man questions God, but nature doesn't. Man questions God. Nature doesn't. The winds and the waves still obey his commandments. So they're smart enough to do what the Lord says. So again, we have a picture of the superior giving a commandment to the subordinate. This command is to nature. Isn't that interesting, what we call nature? It's really his creation. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee. Okay, so he's given this commandment. And he says, no more of your name be sown. I'm going to cut you off. I mean, he's just talking about the things he's going to do and how he is going to do it. Now again, nature doesn't question God. It simply obeys his will. Wouldn't we be smart if we'd do that? He is the one who sets the course of the stars. He is the one who holds the winds in his fist. He is the one that sets the bounds of the rivers and the oceans. Jesus, our Lord and God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. We're told in John 1:3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Yes, he was God come in the flesh. And so it'll be seen in the tribulation when Jesus uses the sun to scorch men, locusts from the pit to sting men, with such pain it paralyzes them for 5 months in Revelation chapter 9. In a darkness so thick, men gnaw their tongues for pain. Oh, when God judges. Oh, when God judges. The waters as blood. Trees, green vegetation, burned up. So people will die in famine. And I'm telling you, he controls the forces of nature. Oh, if Christ rejecting men would learn to obey God's command. Especially that is seen in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. Now, you know, there are those who say, well, some are chosen to go to hell and some are chosen to go to heaven. Then why does he command all men? Wouldn't it be foolish on God's part to command all men if they were already predestined to go to hell? No, he commands all men to repent. But it doesn't stop there, because he said all men everywhere, not just those say, well, he meant all men at the church or all men at this place. No, he meant all men everywhere to repent. And he puts it in a judgment context. He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. And God has given to insurance to how many men? All men. In that he hath raised him from the dead. In other words, his death, burial, and resurrection would count for anyone who would come to him in repentance and faith. Now God says to Nineveh, your name will no longer be sown. In other words, you will be forgotten. Your remnants will not be seen. And just as the man in hell is forgotten, separated forever, in the lake of fire with no escape and no ceasing to exist. Oh, the condemnation of the lost. Nineveh's name is going to be forgotten, although it is the number one world power of that day, who had defeated all who got in their way. That is very powerful. It was seemingly too big to fail. Have you ever heard that? Well, they're too big to fail. Well, that's what they thought of Nineveh, but guess what? That's not what happened. It's kind of like in Psalms chapter 2, when God shall laugh. There he says, why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying. I think you see that going on in America today, where you see political parties getting together and people in politics getting together and people in education and other areas getting together and said, let's get these people, these saved people, off our backs. Let's get these people away from us that preach Jesus is the only way. There's many roads to heaven. No, there's not. Jesus said only he. And so they speak against the Lord and against his people, his anointed. And it goes on to say in verse 3 there in Psalms chapter 2. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. God will have man in that day of judgment in a derision at Armageddon, the judgment of nations, and the great white throne. Oh, the mighty power of God, as it's poured out against man in judgment. Men who rejected him. Oh, what will you do in that day? Who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come? My friend, don't play Russian roulette with your soul. I was sharing with our folks the other day in one of our services. I just said, one of the dumbest games ever put together was Russian roulette. People spin the cylinder and then they pull the trigger. And if a bullet doesn't go off and shoot them in the head and kill them, then they won. What did they win? Nothing. They're just still alive. But that isn't that dumb? They don't get a prize for not shooting themselves. They don't get a prize because it's just that they didn't get shot. There's no prize for it. There's no gain for it. There's no wisdom from it. But a worse thing than Russian roulette with your body is to play Russian roulette with your soul. Where you've heard the gospel, you know that you need to be saved, and there was a warning that went out, and you refused, you put it off, you said, well, maybe later, and you'll play Russian roulette once again with your soul. Every time you hear the gospel, somebody gets your track, somebody gets your personal witness, you go to church, and you hear the word preached, you have a chance to get saved, and you pass it up. You've just played Russian roulette with your soul. One day, the gun is going to go off. One day, he that been often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, than that without remedy. As I'm recording this, a week ago, the nation was stirred by what happened in El Paso, Texas, when 22 people at that time were killed, and I believe at least 19 others were wounded, and or maybe more than that. And then hours later in Ohio, 9 more were killed. Isn't it interesting? They came from two extreme political ends of the spectrum. The media got down on the end they hated, said nothing about the end that they stood for, as doing the same sin and evil. But it has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. These people, as in Psalms, where they were in derision at Armageddon, at the judgment, all these things that will take place, they'll realize how ignorant that was. But they'll be cut off suddenly. And just like those people in El Paso, just like those people in Ohio, who when they got up that morning, they didn't know it'd be their last day on earth. They didn't know it'd be the last day they'd take breath. They were shot. They were killed. Some went to a mall thinking, I'm getting clothes for school. Oh, my friend. Be careful. Now, we not only see God's commandment against Nineveh, we next see God's cutting off of Nineveh here in verse 14. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. Now, Nineveh had conquered all the nations and bragged that the nations' gods could not stop them and their God. And it was easy for the conquered nations to think that the gods of Sennacherib are much greater than ours because of the totality and viciousness of the victories of Nineveh against them. But my friend, when a Christian gets away from walking with God in obedience, it makes the world think that your God is incapable of giving you such victory, peace, and supply. And our chastening from God is also a poor testimony to the world. Yes, a false testimony to the world about the omnipotent power of the God we serve. And they'll say it's our God that can't do it, when in truth, it is we who are not living in obedience and love for God and service.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.